take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we're going to hang out with Marie Mott now, get a little update with the health department, see how things are going. There's been a lot of changes, actually. It's crazy in just the past month overall with just like the COVID response and improvements when it comes to vaccines and just different things that are just happening.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think of when the last time we talked where we were with COVID vaccine. That was a whole month ago. I mean, seems like things change almost daily right now. So
in life in general,
I will second that for sure.
Especially after like this past, like, I guess it was it this past week? Now time is not in my brain. Time is not a thing in my brain right now. But as soon as it was 18 and up, when DeSantis said 18 and up, go ahead and get your vaccine. And then we finally got Johnson & Johnson here. It seems like everybody was like, get in line. It's like a mad dash, you know, supermarket sweep action to go get the vaccine. And so, I mean, is that pretty much still the case? Everybody's just getting in line. I'm air quoting that.
Air quoting on the radio works great.
As long as I say it, air quoting, like, then it's, I did it.
There you go. So yeah, Governor DeSantis's executive order opening vaccine to, really, it is anybody that the emergency use authorization has approved the vaccine for use for. That went into effect on April the 5th. That was last Monday. So it's only been in effect for a week.
Okay, so it doesn't feel like forever ago.
We did hear about it, you know, the previous week. So we had a few days of lead time before the order actually went into effect. And one of the things that means is it depends on what vaccine is available. So the Pfizer vaccine has been approved by the FDA under the Emergency Use Authorization, or we call it EUA for short, and I'll probably use that because it's easier to say.
Sure.
Than Emergency Use Authorization.
Right.
The Pfizer vaccine has been approved for 16 and older. So in some cases, people as young as 16 can get vaccinated if there's Pfizer vaccine available. A lot of the commercial pharmacies and some of the major hospitals have been getting supplies of Pfizer vaccine, so it is possible for 16-year old persons and older to get vaccinated.
So for 16, though, because obviously that's they're under age, so they're not a legal adult, do they have to go to their pediatrician or their primary doctor to get that, or is it different in that case?
Just that the parent would have to consent.
Be there to consent.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then the other two vaccines that are currently approved for EUA are the Johnson & Johnson. That's the one shot that everybody likes, one shot sometimes. People like two.
I mean, I guess, yeah, it's what you prefer.
Right.
Do you want to, like, spread it out? I asked a bunch of people, like, these people text me, like, which one are you getting and who's getting this and is it worse? And I don't know why they text me. I'm not a professional. I guess because they know that I talk to people here and we have a lot of different feedback and information that comes through Pensacola Expert Panel. But I'm never going to encourage you to go either way. It's honestly, talk to your doctor, just whatever is best fitting for you. I did have a family member who went and got the Johnson & Johnson shot on Friday afternoon. And everybody was like, oh, I'm going to get the Johnson & Johnson one because it doesn't have any side effects. Like, but no matter what, if you go to get a vaccine, you just have to be prepared for the side effects because it's a vaccine and it's going to kick your immune system into high gear. And so don't go and exercise afterwards. Don't try to like go for a really long run or even a walk. Try to like, you know, be mild mannered. Why did you go for a run after yours? Oh my goodness. Listen, you should have talked to me first, apparently. But, you know, just out of warning, drink lots of fluids, take time off, you know, like after you take your kids to get your shots, their shots, right? You're not like, okay, now let's go outside and play hardcore. Usually you take them home, let them have some popsicles and watch a movie. And that was what my pediatrician always told me to do ever since they were little. And so, yeah, it pretty much kicked my family member in the booty and she was knocked out. And she was like, no, I was asking everybody, they can take it back. They can take it back. But I was like, hey, your immune system is trying to, you know, go and build itself up and get ready,
right,
you know, in case you do catch COVID, and it's will make it less harsh. We have one of our listeners who texted in, and if you do want to text in, please feel free to 437-1620 if you have a question or if you just want to, you know, have an opinion as well. And one of our listeners said that the vaccine saved their life, and also noted below CVS on Cervantes and Pace. Oh, okay, I know where that is. Yes, so on the corner of Cervantes and Pace has the Pfizer vaccine. So is it just different across the board, or is it all CVS's have the Pfizer vaccine?
I believe most of the CVS's, if not all of them, have the Pfizer vaccine. That really is a direct to them program, so I don't always have the information about what they have.
So they got like a little deal going on there.
But well, a lot of the commercial pharmacies now have direct allocations, which is good. I mean, that's kind of how the system is supposed to work. It needs to be available wherever you happen to need to get it. So, but let me backtrack real quick, because we talked about Johnson & Johnson. We talked about Pfizer. The third vaccine is Moderna, and that one is also approved in the EUA for 18 and up. So. Three vaccines, two of them are approved for 18 and older for EUA, and the other one is a 16 and older vaccine. But yes, retail pharmacies, most of the ones around here, as far as I know, have some type of vaccine availability. One of the best places you can go to find out about where you can get a vaccine, and that includes at your local health department, because we do vaccinate as well, is the myescambia.com website. That is the county's website. And they have been curating information from many community partners, because this is truly a partnership in our community to work on this public health problem together. And so you can go to that website, and it's got, you know, all the hospitals' informations that are offering vaccine, Community Health Northwest Florida, like I said, the health department is on there. And then if you keep scrolling down, you can see links to CVS.com, Publix, Walmart, Sam's Club, Winn-Dixie. So all of those that have web portals for registering for vaccine appointments. You can link from there. The state's pre-registration site that I've talked about in the past, the myvaccine.fl.gov, information should be on there as well. Walgreens, I'm trying to think if there's something else. And so you can click on one of those and schedule a vaccine. And occasionally I'll go in and kind of check and see, you know, if they're booked up or available. And so last Friday I was just kind of nosing around, and one of the websites, I think I could have gone within the hour and gotten vaccinated.
Oh, wow.
You know, just by clicking on the appointment slot. So should be relatively easy to get compared to where we were 2 or 3 months ago, you know, even 1 month ago.
Well, I feel, honestly, I do have to just say the way that the vaccine rollout has been handled in Florida and people's response has been overwhelmingly and overall, in my opinion, positive. And so, you know, we allowed the 65 and older community to get theirs, and then the 60 and older, and then the 55 and the 50. Like, we did the whole thing so we could allow our more vulnerable get the vaccine, and people who had high risk or pre-existing conditions. So now we're at this point where people are falling in line. You've waited this long. If there is an opening, which I know people who are like, I put my name in the list and they told me, when did they tell me? It was like last Thursday at like 10 in the morning. Oh, I put my name on the list. And then Friday they got a call. Hey, we have an opening. Will you come in? So they used their lunch break, went and got their vaccine and went back.
Yeah.
So yeah, it could free up. You never know. You just have to, you know, keep an eye.
In fact, right now you can walk in at Hillcrest Baptist Church up on Nine Mile Road and get a Moderna shot. No appointment required. They're there till 2. Escambia County Emergency Management is heading that operation with some of our regional resources that come in to help to make sure we can get these things out. And so 18 and older, that's all you got to be. Just walk in.
Show
bring
ID.
Your ID. It is prioritized for Florida residents. We still are doing that. So some proof of residency or, you know, kind of connection to Florida. It doesn't have to be a driver's license, but they would want like a couple of utility bills or a lease.
Sure.
Or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, bring a couple documents to show as well that matches. Yeah. your rental agreement or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a driver's license with a Florida address, that's easy enough. But if you happen to not have that.
And you just moved here or whatever.
Because, yeah.
Sure. That makes sense. I mean, it seems like, you know, people though are just going about everything the right way. And it is cool to see Hillcrest open up their facility to be able to help the community. Because, you know, a lot of people, especially it's a bigger facility. So when people go to get their vaccines, though, are they doing it inside? Is it kind of like, you know, are they trying to keep it flowing where people aren't crowding inside as well? Because I notice sometimes, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but even like in Publix, when the vaccines started rolling out, I was like, okay, y'all are squishing in here to get your vaccine and you're squishing next to each other. I know you have a mask on, but it kind of just doesn't make sense to me. Like,
right.
Get a number, like you're getting a sandwich or something, and then just like back up, or, you know,
right,
like a pager, like you're in the Olive Garden, because I just noticed that. And it was like, we're here to do something to, you know, help ourselves, but we're not helping ourselves.
Yeah. And I mean, for the longest time, you know, we used an appointment system really to try to spread people out. For that reason was so that we didn't have everybody crowded at the door at 8 o'clock when we opened up the clinics. And so that's, for a long time, a lot of people were using appointment systems, and now we're moving more towards that walk-in system like they're having today. So that, you know, you can kind of come when it's best for you. So,
sure.
So right now till 2 o'clock today, Hillcrest Baptist Church, Moderna shots for anybody 18 and older.
Okay.
So
there you go. All right. So we are taking questions too. I told you before, you can text in with your comment or your experience, 437-1620. And we have Eric from Pensacola on the line. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question for Marie?
Yep, just quick. I've been hearing everybody, hey, go get your shot. Well, I had the virus a long time ago. Is it still important for me to go get a shot even though I was kind of naturally vaccinated, right?
Well, that is a good question. And, you know, always, you know, one of the things I would recommend is discuss with your primary care provider what your needs are. I think there's no reason why you couldn't get the shot. We're not really sure how long having the virus conveys any type of immunity. And we have seen incidents of people, you know, getting it more than once. So a vaccine in this situation, I think, wouldn't be a bad thing to think about and talk to your doctor about. I'm trying to think, I had one more thought on that, I think for a while they were recommending kind of a time period,
yes.
Elapsed time for that. You know, one of the things that I think people were concerned about early on was not only you have some immunity and other people don't have some immunity and the vaccines are in limited supply, but here in the Panhandle, we have a pretty good supply of vaccine right now. So if your doctor agrees with getting a vaccine, I don't think it would be a bad idea.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Eric, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate those kind of questions too, because yeah, people need clarification on different things, like, oh, well, I already had it, so I'm good. I also know people, I have a friend who has a crazy autoimmune disease, and it like degenerates her bones all over her body and her teeth, everything. And so they told her, right now we want you to hold off because you are on so many different medications. So just hold off. But that's the thing. Talk to your doctor. Talk to, you know, your primary care physician who knows you, who sees you. Don't just walk into a new doctor. You know what I mean? And be like, hey, should I do this or not? No, somebody who knows your history, knows everything about you, literally the ins and outs. I mean, I hope that's not too gross, but, and they can help you kind of make a better decision. But yeah. And the thing is, you know, do your own research and thinking too, you know, and then just know that if you know somebody who hasn't gotten it or doesn't get it, please don't start a Facebook war. Like, it's such a waste of time. Like, you can encourage people and be kind even when you have different opinions or different things that everybody goes through in life and deals with. And so, like, my friend, she's like, you know, people who hear I can't get my vaccine, they get mad at me. And I'm like, well, maybe they should be mad at the fact that you live with a degenerative bone disease and your bones are falling apart at 33 years old. So maybe that should make them mad too, you know?
Right.
But outside of COVID, outside of vaccines, we're seeing that. We just talked about how Hillcrest on 9 Mile, so Hillcrest Baptist Church is open today. So they're open right now, don't care, until 2 o'clock, and you can do walk-in Moderna vaccines. And so just bring your ID, bring something that proves that you live here for a Florida resident, and you have to be 18 and older.
Right. But and the residency requirement is 30 days. Like,
okay.
You know, we have in Florida, we're in a unique situation where we have part-time residents. We have people that come down here when the weather is cold, where they have their other residents, and they stay here for several days, and they're connected to our community. So if they're sick, they need to use our healthcare resources in our community. And if they are infectious in some form or fashion, they spread that to other members of our community. So it's important to note that when we have a residency priority for Florida, it's not people that live here 12 months out of the year. It's there's a lot more to it. So
right. Well, and I know people who have multiple homes. So they live up north, but they have a home here. And so for me, I've considered them Florida residents. If they come here during the wintertime, especially the flu virus, and we have COVID happening and all the different germy germs that just cook during the winter season, yeah, then you can take advantage of that. And I say that in the nicest way, of that Florida residency, to get your vaccine. I do say that in the nicest way when I say take advantage.
Right. And I mean, I think that order was put into place, or is it was expressed that it was put into place to discourage people from flying into Florida, getting a vaccine because it was they were eligible in Florida, but maybe not in their other, you know, somewhere else, and then get back on a plane and flying home. So they're in that sense, you know, somebody would be taking a vaccine from somebody that lived here.
Right.
And so that's why that residency requirement was put into place. But like I said, it's 30 days out of the year. And, you know, just some connection document that shows your connection to the community in terms of a residency.
Okay, perfect. All right. I have a question coming in from a listener. This listener would like to know. So, they say, I would prefer to have Johnson & Johnson vaccine, being it is a viral agent, versus the two-shot vaccine. However, they've had some adverse reactions recently, just as the other two vaccines. Are there any pros or cons in your opinion?
I've got to say, you know, I'm going to be pro-vaccine, but not necessarily pro one brand or the other.
Okay.
You know, the advantages of Johnson & Johnson right off the bat is that it's a one-shot vaccine. So if you're kind of needle-averse, then you might be more likely to get vaccinated if you only have to do it one, you know, take one shot versus two. I think there has been, in terms of side effects, information or, you know, I guess it's information related to different people experiencing some kind of common side effects. And I did have, you know, we were laughing about my run.
I know, I'm sorry, I threw you under the bus there.
The bus. And, you know, I had the 2-dose series, and after the second one, I did that on a Friday afternoon. And my routine Saturday is to get up and go for a run. And, you know, and I went for my Saturday run. I was like, I'm feeling a little slow this morning, but, you know, didn't really kick in until after I got home.
got home, got showered, and I was like, I think I'm going to lay down for a while. Yeah. So did have a little bit of a side effect, you know, after the fact with those. But everybody's different. So really, I think, again, the answer is to talk to your primary care provider and come up with the best solution for your needs.
Sure. And, you know, everybody is different. Like you said, I had a friend who got their shot on Friday when they gave them the call, and they feel fine. So, you know, everybody is different. You know, I just say, going back to our original case and point, talk to your primary care physician who knows you. Don't just go to a new person and then start talking about it, and then they can kind of help you with if. And then it's the other thing: do you want to be shot twice or do you want to be shot once? Like, do you want to just get it over and done with,
right?
Or do you want to stagger it? Because originally it was only the two shots that were available.
Right, that was the first authorization we had were for the two shot series. So
once you started it, you were on that train, and so, you know, then we started having the single shots available as well. So I do appreciate those questions and you know, weighing in your mind what you want to do too. It can be overwhelming and scary. You know, we haven't really had a new vaccine in a long time. I mean, I know the flu vaccine changes a little bit each year with the strand, but this is brand new. You know, this is, I know that there's other, like, we have vaccines or shots that people take for different things, but this is something brand new that they're suggesting for everybody to do. So people, yeah, are going to go, okay, they want me to do this. There's three different options. Which option is the best? So it's better you ask questions and then figure out which one is the best for you than don't ask questions and you just blindly, you know, go.
Right.
And then turns out, and I have severe allergies to basic medicines. And I don't think I've shared this story before. I've had teeth issues, or used to have teeth issues. Praise God, I don't anymore. For pretty much my whole life, I had a crowded mouth. I had extra teeth. I had just all these different things. And so after I had my second baby, I finally decided to get my wisdom teeth removed. And it had been years since I had to be on any medication for sickness or anything. And pretty much every time they tried to give me medication, and every time I got a vaccine, I was severely ill to the point of, like, I just couldn't function. And it turns out I was allergic to synthetic materials wrapped around medicine, like whatever that gelish type of thing. And they figured it out because it's also in contacts when you put it in your eyes. And so anyways, went and got my wisdom teeth pulled. They put me on a bunch of medication and steroids, you know, because they just put four holes in your mouth. And one of them was one that I was allergic to. And I just didn't know it was going to be on the list. Well, needless to say, lots of stitches ripped that night when I started to take the medication. So I am very, very annoying. I want to say in the nicest way, and adamant about asking my doctor, what's in this medication? What's this? What did you just prescribe me? Because, like, the basic amoxicillins, they're not laced in that. Those are different types of caps, because they just come out automatically to get that antibiotic in your system. But the heavier ones in your system, yeah. So now my doctor laughs because I'm like, let me just pull out my sheet here and start asking. So, yeah, ask the questions, but, you know, don't just ignore it. So I do thank you, though, for taking time to update us and give us all the information you possibly can, and then it'll change tomorrow.
So yeah, and I'll be back and we'll share some more, but you know, get in line for your vaccine. myvaccine.fl.gov website, you can pre-register to be called for an appointment when they're available, and take advantage of any walk-in options like the one going on right now at Hillcrest Baptist Church till 2 o'clock. Yes. 18 and older, Moderna vaccine.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Marie. Appreciate you.
And likewise, it's always good to come.